Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Yes, back where we ended on Friday, folks, the campus of Columbia University and that pro-Palestinian protest. As we go on the air, the deadline for protesters to clear out of the main yard has come. But it would appear, despite the school's or else edict, some folks are still digging in and the tent city remains. 1010 Wins reporter Marla Diamond live near the campus for us, joining us with this update. Marla, are they moving at all? Can you tell?
The only thing that's moving here, Larry, are groups of students who are chanting, divest, divest, divest. The tents have not gone anywhere at all, despite that 2 p.m. warning that students that did not pack up and leave could be suspended or expelled. Now, they are planning to hold a press conference, the student organizers of this pro-Palestinian demonstration that's been going on here since April 17th. They are planning to speak at 2:30. They say that what the university is doing is not legal, but the university declared a state of emergency to allow the expulsions to happen, saying that the protests have been disruptive. The protesters here disagree with that. They say they have been peaceful and that the university, in their words, is exercising a violent escalation of the situation. The NYPD is not here. They are absent from this protest. They were called in about a week and a half ago to break up the first encampment that was here. And the university president said they will not be called in unless absolutely necessary. So the university president, Manoush Shafiq, this morning released a statement. Obviously, she's got the concerns of all students in mind and said that these protests and the encampment have been disruptive as students prepare for finals and prepare for graduation. She is clearly concerned about this protest disrupting graduation. And we can see the setup that's going on around the encampment. They're bringing in chairs and bleachers for the families that will be here on May 15th for graduation. We will, of course, keep you updated on the situation as it develops. For now, Marla Diamond, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM, live on the campus of Columbia University.
And Marla, our thanks to you for that. We know you will be attending that 2:30 news conference to bring us up to speed later today on what comes out of that. And then, you know, as you mentioned, college campuses are actually wrapping up for the semester. They're preparing for graduation. A couple of schools have scrapped graduation plans because of the protests, I think out in California. About 275 people were arrested over the weekend at various campuses, including Arizona State, Indiana University, Washington University, and St. Louis. The number of arrests nationwide has surpassed 900 now since New York police arrested 100 demonstrators here on April the 18th. Also today, 21 House Democrats fired off a letter to the leadership at Columbia expressing disappointment that these protests have not been disbanded. We'll hear more about that here later in the broadcast. In Central Park, police have arrested a guy for allegedly grabbing a lady's phone and tossing it into a pond this morning. Happened about 10 o'clock near 60th Street and 5th Avenue. This is like the fifth incident in the park in the last couple of days. In fact, the NYPD recently ramped up security in the park after a string of muggings, including an incident Saturday, as police say a person came up on a 46-year-old, took his bag, which had his camera equipment, worth about $3,000. They think it was a 15-year-old who jumped the guy. We'll continue to follow developments on that. A state consumer protection agency going after a funeral home in court for allegedly exploiting grieving families by refusing to tell them where their loved ones are located, among other concerns.
Imagine having to go through the ashes of a loved one to make sure they're the right person. That's just one of the many troubling allegations against R.G. Ortiz Funeral Home in a lawsuit filed by the Department of Consumer and Worker Protection. 48 people have reached out to the department since 2019 to say the funeral home didn't hold up its end of the bargain when it comes to proper funeral and burial services. The suit says R.G. Ortiz didn't provide services that were paid for, like the moving of remains, and they would allow remains to decompose, put the dead person's clothes on backwards, and forced families to do their makeup. The suit also says they left families who had their loved ones cremated waiting for months for those remains. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
1010 Winds has reached out to that funeral home. Mayor Adams calling it appalling, says no family in New York City should ever have to endure predatory treatment, especially during a time of bereavement. The MTA will soon consider whether to discount LIRR monthly fares within New York. We're talking about a 10% cut to Long Island Railroad commuters traveling within New York. It'd be a pilot program which would coincide with congestion pricing. The goal, of course, is to get you to get out of the car and, you know, take mass transit to avoid the toll. So the Finance Committee looking at it today. The full MTA board will take it up tomorrow. Under the plan, LIRR and Metro North monthly tickets for trips between the city, that includes Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan, would be discounted by 10%. It would drop the current $220 monthly to $199. We will let you know.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.